that I'm sophisticated, but the Chodesh Alvodos is. And I had a good Rebbe, a very good Rebbe, Baruch Hashem. Okay, Sunday night, ladies, here, Shavuot. We're about to start Perek Hey. What's really unbelievable is that up until now, everything we learned in Perek Dalet and like flying in the air, and we're up to Nevi'im and the 10 Madregas of Avodas Hashem. He says, you ain't seen nothing yet, he says. Because that was all Ha'orah Toronis. That was all if you play it by the book. This is all if you follow the rules, and you're good boys and girls, and we do what it says in the Torah. And he says, but now we're really gonna, use our minds. This is the Chavis Halvavis' approach to Avodas Hashem. He says, our Sichlis is even higher. Hashem gave us a mind, and now we're supposed to take it from there. The Torah is just giving us certain basic concepts and ideas, and minimum. But now we have to take it further. V'roi ata, and now, v'roi lonu ata, levo'er, to explain, ofane ha'hora ha'sichlis, how our seichel, our intellectual inspiration, really, ha'hora's inspiration, meir, wakes us up, inspires us, and we're going to do it al derech ha'shela v'hatshuva. This is very, very funny. From here till the end of the Sha'ar, he has it's a dialogue. He presents it as a dialogue between the Nefesh and the Seichel. And that's very interesting. At Sof HaSha'ar, and this is the only place in the Sefer he does that. Why? Because, he says, because Bavur Ma Sheyesh B'Zeh Min HaBiur V'Hagilui L'Mechkarenu. So I think he means as follows. He says, well, we all know, we probably have all heard, and you know, like Pesach night, that if you do something as question answer, it clarifies, because the questioner wants to ask a good question, and you know, he doesn't mince words, he doesn't hold back, or shouldn't. If you have a question, you don't hold back. You explore all the difficulties that's what's bothering you, you speak it out, and you want to find contradictions, you want everything clarified. You don't want to be left with lack of clarity, or with contradictions, or with thought. So you ask, and then the person has to answer, and we've all benefited, I'm sure, by answering questions. I mean, this is why mi talmida yosa mi kulam, because as the talmidim ask questions, we get clarity when we answer them. So why does he do this here? I think because it's or a sichlis. So he's cutting loose, so to speak, from, not cutting loose, that's not the right word, he's going beyond, expanding upon what the Torah put down, certain fundamental principles, and now we're going beyond that, even beyond the 10 Madregas that we just finished, and we said, who can ever dream and hope to reach the ideal Madrega? And we said, well, it's good to know what's out there. We could strive towards it. Maybe once a day we could do something that's on the 9th Madrega. Maybe that won't become our lifestyle, but we can, you know, maybe once in a while do something like that, get inspiration. And then he talked about the ladder. But then there's a whole nother world which the Torah, Hashem, wants of us. Hashem wants us to extrapolate, to think, to take it beyond that, to say, therefore I have to act and live a certain way. And these are things that are all mutter. We're not talking about it. We're beyond usser and mutter now. It's like I can't help, but I shouldn't, you know, I get so many questions the 3 weeks and the 9 days, and it's you know, in a way it's inspiring even that people are so concerned not to do something also. I don't want to, like, I just just got a whole bunch of emails this morning from someone, you might know who it is if I describe too much. Like, can we do this? Because they're taking a trip after Tisha B'Av, so they have like a whole list of things they want to take care of now. So, and everything's mutter, you know. Everything's mutter. But I said, you know, why can't you have to think a little, you know. Because what you just described to me, that's going to keep you busy for the next 3-4 days. I said, you know, and the whole idea of not doing laundry, you know, it is to slow down and stop the normal pace of life and be uncomfortable, you know, a little itchy and uncomfortable, and, you know, think about what happened, think about it, read, contemplate. You know, it's not all between the night when we're laying Eicha and midday the next day. Like, that's it. I said, you know, so, you know, you're asking me, I'm telling you it's mutter. You know, you're asking me if it's mutter, I'm telling you it's mutter. But I said, this, you're going to be busy with this for the next few days. So that's our Orasichlis. That's what our Orasichlis is supposed to say to you, that this is not right. It might be mutter, but it's not right. So he's going. So because we're talking about intellectual stimulation, I think, and he doesn't really say this, but I think that's why he presents it in the most intellectually, in the most intellectually encompassing way, which is Derech Sheila Tshuva, with questions and answers, exploring, asking questions, penetrating questions, sharp questions at times. Not just, you know, not just these softball questions that they throw out at a press conference sometimes, you know, but good questions. The Nomar, we will start by saying, ki ha'ora ha'sichlis, hi ha'askores ha'lokim es ha'odom be'emtso'u sichlo, l'da'as also, l'hakir simone chachmoso. Now that's an amazing sentence. We don't think that way. You see, we think seichel is my seichel. I figured this out. And that's why, you see what he's saying is so beautiful. This is why we recoil, I think, or maybe most people would instinctively recoil at this subversive talk about Ha'oras Sichlis being above Ha'oras Toronis. Right, we said kind of nervous about the Rebbe Milinowitz mean, like reform rabbi, like what is he talking about? How can anything be above the Torah? And what does it mean, Seichel? That's the human mind. But look what he says. He says, what do you think the Seichel is? Which he puts at the top of the heap. One day in Mitzvah Hashem we'll learn the Hakdama, and you'll see that the intellectual underpinnings of the Sefer is the Seichel. And he says very not politically correct things in the Hakdama about how you have to understand everything you're doing, and that's the highest Madrega, and that's... Anyway, but look what he says here. He covers it. He says, you know, what do you think Seichel is? He's saying, Seichel is Hashem talking to you. Who gave you Seichel? Seichel is not you. Seichel is not you. Seichel is Tazkaras Elokim. Hashem is talking to you. Hashem's reminding you. Hashem is letting you know something. Esa Adam. Hashem is communicating with you. Be'emtzoa Sichlo. Through your Seichel. You remember when we talked about in the beginning of Shara Avodas Elokim, he said, a person is wired to be Makir Tov. A person is wired to feel a lack of Menschlichkeit, to feel bad, to feel cheap, to feel it's obscene if someone did something for me and I don't pay him back and I don't acknowledge that he did it for me. That's how we're wired. So it's basic Menschlichkeit that's Mechayiv Aravodas Hashem, which is right, his whole principle here. So it sounds kind of mundane, but then you say, wait a second, Hashem wired us that way. Chazal Lubavitch doesn't forget about Hashem. Shara Yichud comes first. Everything he says is Hashem wants it that way. So if Hashem gave a person seichel, so Hashem wants the seichel to comprehend and to understand. It's Hashem. It's not. I'm not sitting here saying, or Lino's not sitting here saying that the Chayv Levavos is holes, seichel is higher than the Torah. Oh, wow, how radical. No, he says, Hashem speaks to you through your seichel. Hashem gave you seichel, it's Hashem. And Hashem is speaking through your seichel in a way that he can't or doesn't speak to you through the Torah. Because the Torah just says, do this and don't do this. But the seichel is Hashem, it's Hashem inspired, not you. There's no clash between you and Hashem or you and the Torah. Who's better, who's higher, who's smarter? It's Hashem. Who gave me my seichel? Who gave me the ability to understand and to extrapolate and to make comparisons and to ask questions? Right? So when we say L'moshel, like you have to take a step back and say if a person is wired to be Makir Tov, it means Hashem wired a person that way. So you say, then it's a valid question. Why did Hashem wire a person that way? You know why? Because that's the bria that Hashem made. Hashem wanted people to serve him. This is what the Chavis HaLavos would say. Hashem wants people to serve him. He wants them to serve him through their seichel. He wants them to understand that they should serve Hashem. He doesn't want to coerce them to do it. He doesn't want to beat them into doing it. He doesn't want to force them into doing it. He wants them... I got a good idea, Hashem said. Because it's all Hashem. I will wire people to feel an elementary, fundamental flaw in their state of being. This is how the Chavis HaLavos explains it in the Hagdama. They will feel a flaw in their very mahus, in their very existence, if someone does for them and they don't pay back. They'll feel they're takers. They're not. It's not a way to be. They'll feel they'll be bothered by it. They won't be able to be sold with that. And that way, people will know me and acknowledge me, because that's the goal, to acknowledge Hashem, to know Hashem, to figure out what makes Hashem tick. That's called, it sounds funny, but Yediyas Hashem, right? Yodatas Hashem. When Mashiach comes, Umola Oretz Deo is Hashem, Kamayim Layom Chasim, learning Torah, learning Chodesh Halvavos, learning anything is knowing Hashem, knowing Chachmas Hashem. So look at the words he says. He says, "V'nomar ki ha'ora ha'sichlus hi'haskoras elokim es ha'odom." It's the way the Torah is, the way Hashem is being ma'orer a person as ha'odom bem tzol ha'sichlo, through his seichel, lo da'as also, to know Hashem. We're not talking about that something's logical. It's logical to do because it's moral. We're talking about knowing Hashem. That's why Shaar HaBechina comes in. You walk around and you look at the Bria. That's before Shaar Avodas Elokim. You develop the sense of thankfulness to Hashem with your seichel. These are all. This is how Hashem made the person. Ladas also ulhakir simonu chokma. So to see Hashem's chokma in the complexity of the Bria. V'hoyezem eis Elokim. Who do you think figured out the whole system? To have people use the Torah to go from choshech to or, and then, as he explained when he was giving the pros and cons of the Ora Sichlis and Ora Toronis, the Ora Toronis takes away your taivus. It makes you less of a physical person. You're attuned to seichel. You're attuned to ruchnius. Via nichsaf, and then you develop a desire. lagil l'rotzon hakel. You want to go beyond, and you want to just do whatever's pleasing to Hashem. V'lalos b'maylos hachasidim, and to go even higher and higher. Upona levavo midagas ha'olam v'terdosav, and thus you will shed your connection to, you know, everything will become silly and transient, and you the more you know and appreciate Hashem, the more you will love Him, the more you will want to do His will, the more you will want to find favor in His eyes. This is not Torah talk. Torah talk is do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this. Haris Sichlius talk is appreciate Hashem, think about what He did for you in your life, think about what He does for you, Bechlolius, in the whole world, in terms of the Bria, in terms of the sun and the moon and the oxygen and photosynthesis and the whole everything. Think what He does for you in terms of everything. You know, you want bread in the grocery store, that's for you. Chayev Odom Olam B'Shvili Nivra Olam. Think what He did for you in your life and your history, how you started and how you developed and how you ended up, and you then develop a tremendous appreciation for Chochmas Hashem and for Tovas Hashem, and then you go on, and then you want to, and the natural reaction of a human being will be that you want Hashem to know that you appreciate what He did, that you acknowledge Him, and you want to find favor in His eyes. You want Him to be pleased with you. You don't want the person that, you don't want the power that did so much for you, which is an understatement, to be angry, to be displeased with you. And then you're just going to take it, everything, to the highest level. Now, now he's starting. Achadvorma sheyagia bohem odom le'inyan ha'ora ha'sichlis. How do you reach it? He says, first, so now he's on a different track. He's on the track of Ora Sichlis, and he says there are certain basic, fundamental ideas and principles that people instinctively recognize as good as opposed to evil. Telling the truth, for example, he'll say. There's certain things, and he says, so first you have to establish these things. You have to make sure that your seichel is working right, that you have these fundamental sichlius premises straight. She is bor etzlo mashanota habore b'seichel hamadabrim. Hashem made, I call it, He wired people that way. B'shevach ha'emes, that truth is good. The gnus hakozov, there's right and wrong, and there's good and bad, and there's good and evil, and truth, reality, is good. The gnus hakozov, ubechor betzedek, a sense of justice. This is like checkpoints that your seichel's in the right place, and you can go beyond. Ubechor betzedek means you have a sense of justice. The sur may ovel, and you are careful not to do injustice. You want away from that. Something's not fair, not yoshar. Said you run away. You feel an aversion to it. Ugmul balei atova betov vahodosom. To appreciate and to acknowledge osei tov. Ugmul anshe hara bara ugnusam, and to punish the wicked, if you have a chance to, if you're able to. This is part of your basic, your value system. That's what he's saying, your value system. They're seichel-based value systems. Ulahashlemim b'nei yodom, to be at peace with everyone, to have friends, to be, not to be fighting everyone. Right, to be native to them, right? You're going to be like Hashem, you'll be native. b'shevach, and to praise good things, v'atzdokos b'gmul, and to repay. If someone did something for you, you repay them. V'hara'os b'onesh, there is onesh in the world. V'yisron gmul al gmul, v'onesh al onesh. There are bigger ones, smaller ones. You do something that's appropriate. You don't go out and, you know, give someone a great big reward if he did a small thing. He says that's a logical thing to do. That's a sichli thing to do. When they do tshuva, you meichel them. They're changing. He gave you a list here. Is it a comprehensive list? I don't know. But these are, he's saying, these are basic menschlichkeit of a person. This is, you say, what's menschlichkeit? What's like the bottom line? What's menschlichkeit? So the Chag of Avos actually makes you a list here in Perikei of Sha'arvot Salukim. He makes you a list of basic fundamental human, basic menschlichkeit, what we call. He goes to, and he has the list that we just learned. And then if Hashem wants, because Hashem's giving him the seichel, so if Hashem is pleased with him, then Hashem will be ma'orer his nefesh, his seichel, lahavin tovaso olav, to appreciate what Hashem does for him. Till now we didn't talk about that. He'll go take it. And till now we were on, I'd call it even benoach level, humanistic. We'll call it. It's not humanistic because Hashem is involved in every step of the way, and our awareness and appreciation and thanks is to Hashem every sort of way. So that's what differentiates it from secular humanism. You know, he's talking about basic core values, but he's talking about Hashem wants these values, and Hashem gave us the seichel to figure it out, and it's not like in a vacuum because people got together and had to make a functioning society. This is from Hashem. And then he says, that's like the Bnei Noach level. If you want to take it further, Yo'ore Rayone Nafshu Machshav Tolohavin Tovaso Olov, to appreciate the Chazik Akaroso Bohem, and to really internalize and to realize and to see all the chesed that Hashem has done for him. The Chashi Yistadal Salfram V'Lamor Aleim B'Sichlo, and you want to, let's say, write a book. I'm going to write a biography, the tovos that Hashem did for me. So you want to the lo yasegezeh, you're going to give up after the first day. No, that you would do anyway. You give up after the second day. Bavur kalilosom veruban, it encompasses anything. You don't know where to start, you don't know where to end. You don't know, like, how could you possibly, this is what we say, ilufinu melishu kayom, like, you couldn't possibly write a book detailing Hashem's tovos to you. You wouldn't know where to start. It would have to include writing the book. By the time you finish the chapter, you'd have to write 10 more chapters. You'll never catch up. V'hasmodosam, and their consistency. We're breathing every second. U'mishichasam. Hasmodosam means they're consistent. U'mishichasam means they stay for a length of time. Yit b'esnafshus, and then you say to yourself, how do I pay Hashem back? This is absurd. Look what he does for me a whole day. So we came, not much. Acknowledgement, thanks, praise, awareness. Yisbas nafshu b'meshi barach yuvo b'sichlo. This is what he figured out with his seichel. B'gmul balei atovos, because he has to repay tovos b'tov v'chor b'tzedek, and he wants to be Betzedek, he wants to live a life of justice where he does what's right. V'yivchar l'gmul ha'alokim yus'ale al rov tovos of etzlo. So he'll choose through that sense of justice. Listen what he's saying. He's saying you can come to everything through basic menschlichkeit. If you develop your sense of justice, you can't stand it like when things are not done right, when they're not fair. So you can build up the whole Judaism based on that. Because as your seichel develops an appreciation for Hashem, so you want to pay Hashem back, and you know that's only yashar. So you become so enveloped in the will to be obeyed Hashem without going outside any track of Kabbalah, of even of Torah. You know, that's what he started off Shara Vodos Elokim with. You know, why do I have to listen to the Torah? Like, who said I have to listen? So he's saying, you develop these fundamental, basic ideas, and that leads you already to wanting to do the will of Hashem. Then he says, what happens? What would happen next? The person would get depressed. There's no way. There's no way I can ever. I told you, because you're always playing catch up. So there's no way you can ever thank Hashem enough for all that He has done for you. And when you see that, she'ein lo yicholus lozeh im she'ein abore tzorech lo, you go, oh man, you got another problem. Hashem has no need for your thanks. Hashem doesn't care about your thanks. Hashem, not really, He doesn't need it. I shouldn't say He doesn't care. He does care, but He doesn't need it. You're not being mashlim a chisorun chas v'shalom. So He says that these thoughts result in kniyah. Chagas HaVavos puts great stock in Kniya. We didn't learn that. That's a shahr. It's called, appropriately enough, shahr HaKniya. And Kniya is what we would call humility, but Chagas HaVavos takes it to a whole new level. Because he says the main humility is to be humble in front of Hashem. And everything else follows from that. Because if you would realize and be aware of your punity in front of Hashem, and then the other fellow's bothering you, it's like so silly, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing because you feel small, you feel like you're Hashem, and you're like one puny creature, so the other guy bumped into you, the guy's doing something that you don't like. You feel silly. So he says, Yishayev, if you think the right thoughts with the basic, the basics that we talked about on the previous daf, the basics of menschlichkeit. Yishayev lihikonas, so then he'll feel humble. V'liyo shofel v'noki etzel atzmo. This is something he won't feel comfortable otherwise. Okay, so that comes first. That's v'achak achizba asichlo b'masim. Then he will demand of his seichel, this Oved Hashem, will demand of his seichel to do actions. Asher b'em yitokein lo geshus uluskar v'saloikim, because Hashem wants actions from us. He doesn't want philosophy. He wants actions. The mitzvahs are actions or inactions. K'deshiyah t'muras gemulo, and that's how you'll pay Hashem back. V'yeru sichlo aladeir chayishara b'zeh, and his seichel will tell him the right path to follow, how to acknowledge and be aware and thank and praise Hashem. How do you do it? Some of them are mitzvahs in the Torah to do it. Some mitzvahs like Kriya Shema is really to reiterate that the your emuna. Okay. So you may be using a little of the Torah, there's nothing wrong. It's really unmoored. It's not bound by the Torah, as we saw before earlier in the Shara. Vayomer lenefesh. So the seichel turns to the nefesh and says, "What's going on here?" Before the seichel tells the person how to be Ovidas Hashem, so it's checking if the person has Hakaras HaTov, if he understands that he has to repay Hashem in some small way for all he has done for him, and he's planning on doing that, and that he desires it, and that he's introspective. I'm giving you like Hakdamah to what he's about. He's going to have this Shakla V'Tarya with the Nefesh, and so he wants to get to 4 points. That a person feels Hakaras HaTov, that he has in mind to repay Hashem, and he has a game plan, that he desires to do it, he's mishtokek to do it, and it keeps him, because he really understands the fullness, or the close to the fullness of scope of what Hashem does for him. The Yirmel LeNefesh, and the Seichel turns to the Nefesh and says, Hayem Hezbar Etzlecha, Tetzizkayim B'daitcha, She'es Chavula, Sha'at Chavula B'tovos Borech, that you're enveloped. B'tovos Borech, Uknuya Barov Chazdu V'otzum Chanoso. Do you realize that everything you do, you know, it's the same, Yomer Kain, yeah, yes. But, you know, it means that everything we do and everything we have and everything we accomplish and everything we manage to, it's all, we owe it all to Hashem. There's nothing that he's not giving us. But Tomer came. Okay. Okay. He's setting a trap here, right? So the Seichel says, Ha'im, there's like a good lawyer, you know? Ha'im daitcha lefroa kitsas mashat chayevus labori. So if Hashem, if you're, I'm going through this a little quickly because I don't know how boring it is, because we talked about all these ideas already. But like number one is like, again, he wants this person to build up with their seichel avodas Hashem, and unfettered even by Torah. You can take from Torah, you can extrapolate from Torah. The Torah is there, not unfettered in the sense that you can't do melacha Shabbos no matter what. I say, even if you spend 6 days thinking about how Hashem created the world, you're not a good Jew if comes Shabbos, you, Chas v'Shalom, I don't know, strike a match, or do Borer. Right? This is the dichotomy that we spent so much time on earlier in Shabbos Elokim. But now he's just taking you by the hand and he's going step by step. He's saying, think about everything Hashem did for you. You got that? Okay, come back to me in 3 weeks. Okay, now he's saying, do you plan on repaying Hashem? Omar Nefesh came. Yeah, I have to. I feel obligated. Omar Asechel, now we get tough. Now we ask the tough questions. How do you plan on paying Hashem back? Imrif yon kaspechelov. Kosvech. You know, if we're going on a trip, let's face it, you're going on a trip. You wake up in the morning, you're finally going to the mall. You set up your schedule, right? And you have a desire to go. Like you need clothing. You have an inner desire. You know that this is what you want. Zeil says to the Nefesh, you're lying to me. You know, you're lying to me. You don't have a desire to get closer to Hashem. How? You're not going to be able to do it. You feel an obligation. Okay, that was like the first step. You appreciate everything Hashem did for you. And by the way, that sentence includes so much thought and energy and contemplation and reading books and observation. I'm just saying it over lightly. Okay, I'm there. So what's next? What can I do to pay Hashem back? So he said, but you don't have a desire to. So all the things that stop you, that are going to want to stop you from doing it, you don't. Like, he's accusing the Nefesh. You don't have this gut feeling of desire. You know, like a person in love. That's how the Tanya describes it. A person in love wants to be with the person, wants to speak to the person, wants to, doesn't want to do anything chas v'shalom that the person will displease the person. This is what Shir HaShirim is about. I mean, like, you know, we could take from our experience and we could So he says, where's your desire? In Rifyon Kosfei Chela Ve'enenu Sovel Marirus HaRefua. He says, I'm gonna prescribe for you medicine because you have your life and I have to give you medicine. But he says, you know, you're only going to take the cod liver oil if you want to be healthy. If you have this deep-rooted desire to be healthy, then you're going to be sovel marirus harafua, because what I'm going to prescribe for you is bitter. Not really bitter, but bitter to the guf. It's bitter to the ego. It's bitter to the way a person wants to be. So you can have all these thoughts, and you can even be holding by being makir tov and having a desire, and you know, you understand or you feel that you have to pay back in some way. But if you're not nichsaf to it, right? We say Dovid HaMelech says until him nichsaf v'gam kol sa. If you're not tzomah nafshi le'elokim lekel choy masay avoy ve'ra'e p'nei elokim, would be another puzzle. You're thirsty. If you don't have a desire, then you're not going to, I'm afraid, he says, you're not going to be sovel the merirus of the medicine. If you don't have, you know, how, what do? You hold your nose and you swallow because you know you want to get better. Avol mi sheino nichsaf l'briya, someone who has no interest, really, in being healthy, or at least he doesn't say he has an interest, lo yisbol kosher refuah. So if you want to give him the refuah, you know, you run away. Amra nefesh, so the nefesh chaps what's going on here. Kosvi, it's from the word kos nichsva v'gam kolsa. Kosvi chozak v'tzari godol lifroa m'mashe tasig yodi m'mashe yesh l'loka alai. I do. Nefesh says, you know, he says, I do now, or I've developed it. He comes back to him, maybe it comes back to the nefesh, and it says, I've developed this. So he says, really? He says, like, check me out. That you've gone to the next stage, that you desire to do the will of Hashem. You desire. That's your desire. Not doing what you're told, but you desire it. Eshu shetasliach kacha rafua. V'meinenu emes kasher amart loma tifti nafshech. Why are you fooling yourself? Listen what he says. Ki acholek shumachazir l'rofa. You know, you go to a doctor. He says, okay, I'm going to give you a penicillin shot. Are you allergic to penicillin? Oh, no. The doctor doesn't care. I mean, you're not messing up. When you lie to the doctor, he says, you're not... He says, you're only harming yourself. And then you're harming yourself if you don't tell the doctor the truth. You're allergic to anything. You have a past history. You know, you want to cover up. You don't want to show weakness. So you go, oh, no. You're just wasting the rofe's time. Your sickness will just get worse, because if you're not holding there, if you don't want it, if you want something, you're willing to work on it. And if you don't really care about it, then you're not going to work on it. You're just going to do what comes easy. Even if you're not over Isurim, you're going to do what comes easy. So he says, you know, if you're lying, before we go on now, if you're lying, you're not lying to me. You know, you're lying to me, but you're not doing it. You're not harming me in any way. Omra nefesh. Ooh, he says, okay. Ve'echiye mimeni hakosef lo oharif yom bo. How do I know? Like a pure introspection. A person's talking to himself. He says, okay, I hear everything you're saying. So now I want to know, a tight conversation. They're not letting anybody go. Everybody's grabbing on to the other one. He says, how do I know? How do I know if I'm paying lip service to this idea that I desire to do the will of Hashem, or I'm misrapeh from it, or how do I know if it's real or not? Tell me a siman. Help me out. Help me. Help me figure out if it's just, if it's real. Amal HaSeichel, HaSeichel says, this is like, he says, we're talking about Seichel. If your desire to do the will of Hashem and to please Hashem comes after you're thinking about and you're being aware of how much you owe Hashem, then there's a fighting chance it's real. Like if you owe someone a favor, and if you mess up, you won't recover. Like you lost your chance. You're being a mensch, you're being a person. You is dependent on fixing up this issue. Then kosvech emes v'chetzich lochus. If you've spent time thinking about how you owe Hashem everything, and you spend time thinking about your hakaras hatov and your thankfulness, then you know it's real. But if you're just saying it and you never stopped and thought about, and really if we were just pick one thing in our lives, I think, and we would just go with his boldness maybe and think about it and turn it over in our minds and say, wow, look what Hashem did for me. How do I pay him back? Fast, when's Mimcha? I want to have a Mimcha ready, quick. That's what you feel like. You feel like you're taking out a tillum and saying Aleph. But otherwise, he says, I don't know. Okay. Yeah, so, the story is like this. We were taking a break. Yeah? There's a man who